This program is really anchored by the concerto. It's a very unusual concerto. It's a concerto for cello and a narrator. Not something that you would hear often. So this concerto was written by a composer from Los Angeles. Her name is Sharon Farber. She was inspired to write this concerto when she was, by chance, at a ceremony where an American actor named Kurt Lowens was honored for a heroic act when he was a young man. I would say not even a man. He was, you know, in his late teens. So he was living in Germany during Kristallnacht and fled Germany at that time. He fled to Holland and he was hiding there in a farm. And towards the end of the war, he saw an American plane that was shot by the Germans, and the American pilot parachuted and landed on his farm. And he hid that pilot to the end of the war, and that's how he saved his life. In that ceremony where Sharon Farber, the composer, was, the children of the pilot honored Kurt for his heroism, and that's what inspired Sharon to write this beautiful concerto where the cello tells the story with help of the narrator. To be able to tell a story like this is something very, very special. And to complement his heroism, we're going to play a Beethoven symphony named Eroica, originally a piece that he wrote for Napoleon when he admired him before he became a little crazy. And later on, he scratched the name Napoleon and he wrote to the memory of a great man. And I think that's a beautiful tribute to play this Eroic symphony right alongside this concerto, which is beautiful, beautiful, and very moving piece. The text, the cello playing, the music itself, it's going to be a really wonderful event. And it's only a few days after the anniversary of Kristallnacht. So I think it's all connects very well. Yes, very timely. The soloist, Amit Peled, is a wonderful cellist. I performed this concerto with him before and other concertos. He's a wonderful, not just international performer. He's also the cello professor at Peabody. And he does a lot, besides playing with orchestras, he also does a lot of outreach and education activities. And actually, he will have some kind of residency in Rockford. He will work with the Rockford Youth Symphony, play in schools. So there's a whole thing surrounding his coming here to Rockford to do more than just playing a concerto with us, which I'm very excited because he's very, very dedicated to these kind of activities. Elegy by Leshnov is a piece that I actually commissioned from him maybe 6 years ago or so, and it was commissioned for a series that I started with another orchestra called Harmony from Discord, where we played music by composers who died in the Holocaust. So this is more inspired by the event then, and while it has an element of maybe sadness and tragedy in it, it also brings an element of hope, which I think a lot of the program is about that. It's about Kurt heroism and hope that come from it. Same thing with Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. It's a very uplifting piece. Even though you have the funeral march in the middle of the symphony, I mean, the ending is so hopeful and grandiose and typical of Beethoven, you know, going from tragedy or sadness or however you want to call it to triumph. And I think that's, in essence, what music should be about. We're so grateful that the Jewish community of Greater Rockford agreed to sponsor this concert. Clearly, the connection to Kristallnacht, the Israeli cellist who's coming to perform, the narrator is a cantor from a local synagogue in Illinois. So there was obviously a connection to the Jewish community, and we are grateful that they're sponsoring this concert. I'm very excited that we're able to program these kind of things in Rockford, and I think the audience would love the selection for this program.